Good morning, church. My name is Danielle, and for those of you I haven't yet met, I came on staff here about 8 months ago as our kids and youth director. It's special to stand here before you to welcome you again to our first ever kids and youth-led service. So before we get started, I do have a few quick announcements for you. First of them being, next Sunday is our baptisms and barbecue taking place right after service. So you feel free to join us over at Snicket Park, and then afterwards we'll head over to Seaside Center for a barbecue and potluck. Secondly, we have the Authentic Living course starting this Tuesday at CMC. There are still spots available for any of you who have taken part in Freedom Sessions before or who have not. It's open to everyone. Feel free to stop by the Connect Center there and you'll find more details about the course. This Thursday, we want to invite you to a super fun event. We are going to have a painting party at CMC in anticipation of some new ministry starting up there. Give it a fresh coat of paint and a little bit of new color. So that's going to be CMC this Thursday. Feel free to sign up for that as well in the Connect Center, and we'll get an email out to you regarding time and what to bring and whatnot. We are excited to announce we have a brand new ministry taking part in the church starting on Monday mornings next week, September 17th. This is for mums, and we're going to engage. They'll have a time to engage in activities, intentional community, and faith-filled study. So feel free to talk to Carissa or Bridget or myself for more information on that one. And lastly, our last announcement, we have junior youth and senior youth both starting up again, starting next week. So next Monday and next Thursday, both those will begin. So today's service we have titled Captivated by Jesus. And our hope and our prayer is that through hearing stories from our youth and our junior youth, you'll see ways in which God has captivated these kids' hearts and see how they've been changed by encounters with the Lord. Some of the kids will be sharing about our soccer camp. Some of them will be speaking about one of our two trips to Vancouver this past August. And others will be speaking about what God has taught them or what it means for them to be a follower of the Lord. So before we have them come up, we have a short video for you to watch about our trips and about our... Sorry, I'm getting a no from Kelly. We're not going to do that right now. Stay tuned for that a little bit later on, potentially. So at this point, I'd like to invite up Noah to come and share. And we'll pass the mic over to him.
Hello. Today I'll be talking about a guy which is a place in East Van, and his name was Dave. Now, Dave, he started doing drugs at the age of 9, which is a bit young. And he got addicted by 11, and he started doing drug dealing, drinking alcohol. And he had a job, and the job was doing very well. He spent most of his money on alcohol, but he didn't classify himself as an alcoholic. He didn't drink on weekdays, but after work on Friday, he would start drinking and stopped when he went to bed on Sunday. Pretty bad. And he would always have a drink in his hand. Drinking became all that he thought about and about, which interfered with his life. He still sold drugs, but he never did them. He got diagnosed with cancer, and he was told that he was going to live for 3 years. But that was 6 years ago, that's a pretty good miracle, if you ask me. When you first meet Dave, he looks like frail, and he's been through a lot. But on the inside, he's like really nice. And God kept on pursuing him throughout all his life. He never stopped pursuing. Could you turn in your Bibles, if you have a Bible, to I don't have it written down. Oops. Oh, thank you very much. That's Colossians. Next one. Luke 15:20. Yeah. It's about the prodigal son, that's it. Let me find it. So he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, and he was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. That's like God with us. He just loves us so much. And we are never too far from God's loving grasp. Yeah. It reassures me that God is always pursuing me. Oh. Is that it? Hey, now we have Eli. Well, hey.
Hi, my name's Eli. I'm 13 years old, and today I will be talking about my experience with soccer camp. Soccer camp is a program where you drop off your kids for soccer games, and we also share gospel stories. I have been in soccer camp since I was 5, and it meant a lot to me to coach this year. I had my own team, and I had a great time. We had 90 kids going there, so when we're sharing these Bible stories, it can make a huge difference in their lives. It's very important we spread these Bible stories. It can make a huge difference. So we can plant a seed. I once had a kid when we were talking about perseverance, and he told me the story about how it was his birthday, and his mom had told him not to eat any candy if he got any, and he got some, and he ate it all. It was really great. I really encountered God's spirit in these kids. He just shined through them like a light almost. I was so happy to see them answering all these questions. We also had Coach's Corner, where we would play out a biblical story, and then we would split into groups and ask them some questions, and I got a lot of good answers. I try to do Sunday school every week, and to me, it's important to serve God because God modeled, like we see in this verse. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. God is clearly saying that he wants us to be graceful and serve. I love hanging out with the kids and watching them grow. Thank you for listening to what I have to say.
Good morning, church. My name is Giselle, and I am 9 years old. I have lived in Canada for 2 years. Today, I would like to share with you one of my favorite Bible stories. This is the story of David and Goliath. In this story, a small shepherd boy named David stands up to a big giant. The king wanted to put armor on David before he went to the battle, but it was too heavy and too big. David was much smaller than all the other soldiers, so David left the armor and went to the river where he picked up 5 stones. Before he arrived at the battle, David went against the giant. He put a stone in his slingshot, and it hit the giant, who fell down. The battle was over, and David had won. What I love about this story is that even though David was a young boy, he had courage to face a giant. God took care of David and was on David's side. God is with his children no matter what happens. God protected David and gave him power to defeat the big giant. God gives us power too. We can stand up to giants in our lives. When I was born, I arrived 3 months early. I was the size of my mom's hand. The doctor spoke to my dad and told him I may not survive. But God's plan for my life spoke louder. God protected my mom and me and healed us both. I was small just like David, but God cared and took care of me. God has plans for his children and never stops after each one of us. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified. For your Lord goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God doesn't leave us to fight giants on our own. He is with us. He gave us his power and never leaves our side.
Hello, I'm Eli. I'm in grade 10, and I've been attending Crosswords for around 4 to 5 years. I have played soccer since I was 6, and I have helped out with the AIA soccer camps for 3 years. This year, I got to be more involved with a bigger capacity and took on more of a leadership role. I had my own group that I was in charge of all week and was responsible for these kids. We did coaching stations, worked on our skills, taught one another about teamwork, and learned more about being a follower of Jesus. I decided to coach because I've always enjoyed playing soccer, and I would like for more people to have that experience of loving soccer. A camp like this is important because as a kid, I've always loved these soccer camps, and I feel like learning more about Christianity, it's just a really great camp to go to as a kid. I learned many things that week, but perhaps the biggest lesson was about perseverance. Perseverance is having full trust in God so we can place our trust in him when times get tough. He'll give us the strength to pull through. I definitely needed that perseverance that week because we didn't have as many coaches as we usually do, so I was given a group that was larger than I was used to. So every morning we did these devotions, so each person would do it every morning. I found this verse. I don't know if it's up there. It's Colossians 1:11-12. Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people and the kingdom of light. And I feel like that verse just really helped me throughout the entire camp, just like pulling through when kids weren't listening or just anything like that. But if we looked at life with an attitude of perseverance, I feel like there wouldn't be much we couldn't do. Like having an attitude of never giving up and putting full trust in God would just lead us to a better way of life. Thank you.
I'm Sam, and I'm here to talk about getting out of your comfort zone. About 2 weeks ago, some of the youth and I went to a Vancouver East Side where we sorted clothes, cleaned, and served. It was fun and humbling helping other people. I've been going on the missions trip for about 4 years now, and I'm very comfortable going down to the Vancouver East Side and talking to strangers, so I don't really feel out of my comfort zone. But I do remember the first missions trip that I went to. We went down to the park where it must have been like the place to be because there was lots of homeless people gathered in different parts of the park. Some were sleeping, others were just having a beer. And all I remember is Malachi and I walking up to a group of 6 people in plastic chairs, all drinking beers. We weren't drinking beers. I prayed to God that nothing bad would happen, and nothing did. It was actually quite fun talking to them, and it just showed that when you take a few steps out of your comfort zone, and trust in God, it stretches and builds our faith. Did you know that all the great missionaries and people in the Bible didn't do amazing things because they were amazing? They did amazing things because they trusted in God and said yes. It shows that when you trust in God, there's nothing you need to worry about. But on the other hand, if we live in our comfort zone, our faith can become bland and boring and quite weak. That brings me to my challenge for all of you. I challenge you to take a step out of your comfort zone this week and talk about God with someone you don't really talk with, or read your Bible when you don't really have to or want to. Sorry. That's it. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Hi, church. My name is Shiloh. Hi, church. My name is Shiloh. I'm 10 years old, and today I want to tell you a few things about my trip to Vancouver this summer. We went to volunteer at the Salvation Army with the Junior Youth. This is an organization for people who don't have homes, who are hungry, and for people who are addicted to drugs or alcohol. They are given apartments and are given food and bread and water and second chances, and people are listened to and taught about the Bible. We went to serve the people and to help the other volunteers and staff that were there. We went because we cared about these people and we wanted to help them. We went because we want to follow Jesus' example. It's important to love and serve people because Jesus tells us to love, to care, to help, and to listen. We need to listen to God and what he says. I like to love and care and help because I love to serve God. In the Bible, the story of Ruth says that Ruth traveled with Naomi, her mother-in-law, to Bethlehem after her sons and husband all died. When they got there, Naomi said to Ruth to go to a field because there was a law that the widows could pick up any wheat that had been dropped by the men. When Ruth was there, she met the owner, Boaz. When she arrived back at the house, Ruth told Naomi about Boaz. Naomi said that Boaz was a kinsman and that she should ask him to marry her. The next day, Ruth asked Boaz to marry her, and he said that he would. After they got married, they had a son named Obed, which means servant, and Ruth prayed that he would be a servant of God. When Obed grew up, he would be the father of David. This story relates to God and how Boaz lets Ruth into his heart the same way God lets us into his heart. We ask for his help, and he will provide. This relates to the Salvation Army in that God gives us second chances, and he hears us the right way. He is a gentle, kind, loving father. Dear Jesus, I pray that you would bless the church and that your love would shower everybody that is here today. And I thank you for giving us second chances. Amen.
Hi, church. My name is Nardine, and today I want to share a short story with you. One thing God has been teaching me about lately is not to deny Jesus. Once my friend came over to my house, and she doesn't believe in Jesus. We sat down and talked, and right before she left, she saw a book on my bookshelf. She asked me what it was. It was the Bible. I thought to myself I shouldn't deny Jesus, and instead I should tell her who Jesus is. So I did. I told her all about Jesus and that he sacrificed himself for us. She was amazed. Actually, she was beyond amazed. Every time she would come over, she would barge into my house, say hi to my family, go to my bookshelf, and get out my Bible and ask me to tell her a new story. I've told her lots of stories, like the story of Jesus walking on water, healing the paralyzed man, and when he sacrificed himself for all of us. She is very interested in learning all she can about Jesus. And I hope one day she will invite Jesus into her heart. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." We should not be ashamed of being a Christian, and we should not deny Jesus because of people who don't believe in him. Sometimes it can be hard to talk about Jesus to our boss at work or our best friends who don't know about Jesus, but no one can stop our connection with God.
Actually, God wants us to tell others about Jesus so they become followers too. In the Bible, we read about Peter and learn that even though he was a close friend of Jesus, he denied Jesus 3 times. We are close friends of Jesus too and need to remember to not deny God, even when it seems scary to stand up for what we believe. We need to pray and ask God to protect us from giving into the enemy and need to be strong in our faith. I don't ever want anything to get in the way of our connection with Jesus, and so should you. I used to think that if someone came up to me and said, I will kill you if you tell me you are Christian, but if you're not a Christian, then I will let you live. I will tell them I am not a Christian because I wanted to keep my life. But now, I would tell them I am a Christian because that is more important to me than my life. I am proud to know Jesus and follow him with all that I am. Church, what would you say? Are you a follower of God? I know I am. Thank you for listening to what I have to say and caring for my family and me.
Well, thank you, speakers, so much. We know it takes a lot of courage to come up and speak in front of everyone, so we are so proud of you and have learned so much from you. We're inspired by their courage and their sharing of stories of how they've encountered the Lord. I've had the tremendous opportunity here in my role at the church to see the power of childlike faith and what we can learn from our kids. Many of us know the familiar verse in 1 Timothy 4:12, which says, "Do not let anyone look down upon you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." It encourages me to see the individuals in our own church community setting this example to us, to be courageous in our faith, to persevere in challenging times, and to serve with humility, and to never deny the Lord. So to all the youth and kids out there, on behalf of the church, we want to encourage you to never stop pursuing the Lord, to continue to seek him first and foremost. Each of you have a powerful role in our lives and in the lives of the church, and we're thankful for the opportunity to learn from you. To the rest of the congregation, who unfortunately don't qualify as kids or youth anymore, we really want to communicate just how much we believe in our youth and our kids. We believe their generation plays an integral role within our church and for the kingdom, and we value and we love them. As we close our service, I want to challenge us to consider what we are doing to love and spur on these awesome young people. How are we serving them, teaching them, and pointing them closer to Jesus? In what ways are we stepping into their lives to bless them? For some of you, that includes teaching Sunday school. For others, it means helping out with the youth groups. And for others, this might look like intentionally praying for the schools in our neighborhoods. For the parents out there, we thank you for the ways that you're loving your kids so well, as we believe that who they are and who they become starts with who they see in their home and what they're being taught. We love getting to be the extension of that in the church, but know it's a small role compared to the one that you have in your own home. To the rest of us without kids, we want to be a praying community where we are praying into this generation and expecting the Lord to do big things. So would you join with me now as we pray over our kids, over our youth, their incredible parents, and that the Lord would reveal to us our specific roles in the lives of these young people. So Father, we declare your goodness. We say you are our King. You are our ruler, and we love you, Lord. We thank you for who you are, Jesus. We thank you for your movement in the church, Lord. And just pray for continued movement and what you're doing in the lives of our kids and our youth and our parents. Father, would you empower these parents to raise their kids up in fear and adoration of you, Lord? We pray protection over our kids, over our youth, Jesus, that they would continue to look to you, Jesus. Father, we ask that you would continue to capture hearts, capture minds at a young age, Lord. We love you, Jesus, and we pray all this in your name. Amen.
What a gift it is to hear and be challenged by our kids, isn't it? Yeah, just want to invite you to stand. We're going to worship one more time. We're going to sing "To My Knees." And as we move into this time, we just invite you to be honest with your posture. If you feel God inviting you to be on your knees, and just welcome that expression. If you feel the need to reach your hands up to the loving Father. recognizing that he is pursuing you, that he loves you, that he will never let you go, we invite you to raise your hands.
Your love brings me to my brings me to my knees. My King, forever you are all my heart desires. Till the end of time, my soul surrenders.
So Father, we pause right now. We worship you, Lord. We remember all that you have done. We are brought to our knees. And it may have been a while for a number of us to have been in that place. And so we ask, Lord, that you would move in this place. Help us to remember the challenges that you've given us through the kids today. Invitation to step into you, Lord. Invitation to reveal who you are to our friends. Invitation to remember your pursuit of us. We just say thank you, Lord. What a blessing. We've been blessed by our kids today, haven't we? Yes. Thank you. And so we are going to move into our normal ministry time right now. If there's something that God has been placing on your heart, some area that you feel a need to have him speak into, we just invite you to make your way forward to one of our prayer teams. And we also have communion here. Remember that covenant, the new covenant, the true Son of God, Jesus. So be blessed this week, church. We send you in Jesus' name to be a light, to be a witness to who he is. And a reminder that we have a baptism class right now. If you are thinking about being baptized, there's still time for the baptism next week. So we'll meet in about 10 minutes up in the back room. Bless you this week, church.
Bring light to the dark in me. When I lose my way, I am beckoning to grace. You alone are my everything. Your love brings me to my knees, brings me to my knees. I can't forever. You are all my heart desires. Till the end of time, my soul surrendered. All the earth sings of mercy, never ending. But I will worship with all that is within. God Almighty, King of heaven, yours is the glory. All the earth sings of mercy, never ending. I will worship with all that is within me. Holy, holy, Lord God. Brings me to my knees, brings me to my knees. My King forever, you are all my heart desire. To the end of time, my soul surrendered. Love brings me to my knees, brings me to my knees. My King forever, you are all my heart desires. Till the end of time, my soul serves.